does.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
yo, what up? Yo, know, that was like the extended version. I'm sorry, I forgot to hit the damn button. Yo, what up, everybody? What's going on? Big Bad Brother B, the menu in the house on Blog Talk.
We in the house.
Yep, we in the house. We in the house. What up, everybody? What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? What's good? How you doing, Red?
Good. What's up, Brother B? Brother B, what's going on with everybody?
Just to share some of my journey of, like, being a full-time student with a full-time and a part-time job. Listen, man, to all those that have pulled this shit off before me, I salute you. Whether you was a single mom, single dad, raising kids, a kid trying to make it happen in school or work or taking care of somebody, listen, man, this shit hard work. This shit is work. I'm trying to keep it together, keep my composure, you know, try to get the good grades, but, man, it's work. And, you know, I salute. Not like I never thought it wasn't work before, but to actually be in it and see people do it or hear people doing it is something different, man. Yo, I got to salute, you know, all my people out there trying to, you know, shoot for something better for themselves, man. Like, yo, my hat's off to you, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing, man. But however you're doing it, as long as you ain't out there hurting nobody. You know, well, I don't know. You really shouldn't be shaking your ass on OnlyFans, but that's your business. But anyway, yeah, because I ain't doing that shit. But yeah, anyway, you know, yeah. So, but matter of fact, you know, I was told, like, you want to make some extra bread, you can, like, take pictures of your feet and sell them. And I was like, what?
Well, you know, where people go into all kinds of things, so.
Now, do that. I'll take pictures of my feet. I don't think that applies to you.
I think that's more of a women. That don't apply to you. Women, that's more like a, I think that's more like a male thing. To me, I feel that's more like a male thing, because I don't want to see no man's feet. That's not appealing
not?
To me.
They want to see the plantar.
Nah,
they want to see the toes and make sure everything is good.
You know what a man can do? Sushi. Be making sushi. I'll look at that all day.
Yeah. How are you going to compete the sushi? I just don't understand. That's a big jump from feet to sushi. But,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
it's acceptable because it's you. It's only acceptable because it's you. Because only you do that wild shit.
That's
but,
right.
You know, makes you want to holler, yo. But we out here, you know, fighting a good fight. But, you know, to all those who won't probably look at the title and was like, oh, like, that's different. Like, yeah, man, it was on Hot Rod Show, you know, big up to the Absolute Truth and the crew, Monday nights, 10 p.m., Blog Talk Radio,
what
Hot
y'all?
Rod, K-Dog, Sean Black, what up, what up, what up? once again, man, gotta say it, man. Rest in peace, Lady T, yo. Rest in peace, for real, for real.
Yes.
You know, I didn't want to talk about any gun violence, any violent acts, any shooting. I just, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not trying to say that it's normal and we shouldn't talk about it, but it's like, I just don't want it to be a part of my everyday conversation. You know what I'm saying? There's other things going on in the world. Yeah,
but
yeah.
But you know, unfortunately, it's that's what it is. It's becoming that, like, it's becoming a normal. And that's, to me, that's disturbing. It really is.
Yeah. Like, the life of people should never be normalized whatsoever. But, you know, I mean, like I said, I just wanted to do something different for, you know, the topic tonight, man, and get away from, you know, some of this negativity, man. But, because it's out here. It's like everywhere you turn, it's like some negative. You know, one thing I will say is, you know, and I got to credit Lady T for it, because I never really knew about that whole narcissism thing, but it's like now, you know, it's like you see it I see it a little more because I know of it, and because someone told me, schooled me on it. You know, now it's like I kind of know what it is, and it's like I'm just seeing it more and more, man. And it's like, yo,
yeah,
it's like this is what we're doing,
right?
You know what I'm saying? This is what we're doing.
It's terrible. It's just like, you know, you try to get away from it, but it don't work.
Yeah, no, it won't work. But you know, one day the balance is scarce. You know, everything will balance out. But once again, what up, everybody? It is Big Red Brother B, the menu, in the house on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. So, Farmer Bill. This man went from computers to vax, you know, trying to, what's trying to do with Trump? Like, he put a lot of money behind the vaccine. A lot of money behind the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He sure did.
Yeah, he put a lot of money behind the vaccine.
He sure did.
You know, it got to the point where he felt that he was feeling good with everything and everybody. You know,
wait,
you know,
I think. Hello, wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, you were going off.
Yeah. So, you know, my whole thing is like, out of left field. Like, where do you now? All of a sudden, you buying a homeland. I mean, you buying a farmland. Now, I was doing a little bit of research, watching a couple of videos, and apparently that's the thing. You know, where there's a lot of you know, these guys with the big pockets. They're buying up, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres. There's one guy who he owns so much acreage, it's like, like a portion. It's equal to like a certain portion of like Puerto Rico. And like, wow, like damn, you own, like, you know what I'm saying? It just made me wonder, like, damn, this country has that much land, like, I mean, goddamn. But, you know, I guess, you know, going across, you know, from one side to the next, I mean, yeah, I guess it does. But when you're buying us that much,
right?
You know, it's just, you know, it just becomes interesting. And, you know, the theory is, of course, you know, how you remember years ago, you know, when we used to be in school, in history books, you had the lords, and they were landowners, and, you know, that was the main asset, you know, of things, like just the key to having land. And, yo, I mean, don't get it twisted. Having land, I do believe, is a great thing, you know, especially when you're hopefully doing the right thing with it, you know, especially when it comes down to farmland and you're trying to cultivate and, you know, help people out. But I don't know about this dude helping people out. I don't know.
Right. I don't think it's about that. I don't think it's you know, like I said, all of this boils down to money. It's just the money part of it. You want to take people from their land. You want to take what they like with their resources. Like what we were discussing the other day, the documentary I was actually watching was called I lost it. I just had it in my head. I had it on the tip of my tongue and I just lost it. But it's like I don't remember where it was, but the indigenous people lived there, and basically it was a company. I don't know what kind of company it was, but they were trying. They basically took all their resources, like they cut down trees and they built up like stores and all this stuff. So this way, the indigenous people would have to depend on them for like groceries and you know, because they were take that land, they were using that for their food. So now if you take away that land, because like I said, they have animals and whatever it is that they were growing on the land. So now if you take all of that and you cut trees down and you put in pipelines and stuff like that, guess what? They can't grow anything. The animals that they're raising can't graze on anything. And they purposely are doing that to them to try to kick them out of where they, so they can, do what they want to do. And then these people have to, depend on, the whatever stores are there or whatever. But, that's crazy. And it's all about money. I don't think they should do that. And listen, Bill Gates probably got a hand in that as well.
Well, I was also looking at the video, and it was talking about how, of course, I'm not throwing anybody's names up there and stuff like that. Certain people, I'm just not trying to get credit to. But, the video went on to say that a lot of these corporations, a lot of these rich guys who do buy, buy out, all of this farmland, some of them don't even, of course, they're not going to farm the land themselves. So what do they do? They take they buy up the land and then they lease it out
to
farmers. I'm like, are you serious? Wow.
Okay, so you're saying leasing?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's like they buy the land and then they tell the farmers, hey, listen, I'll let you, I'll let you do your thing up here. For a price.
For a price. So now they're going to make them wild. And that's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so you got legitimate farmers who have spent their lives, maybe some of their parents before them, fathers before them, are spending their lives to learn how to do this thing. When the rains come, what to do and how to cultivate the land. And all of a sudden you got some cat with money. Come in and buy it up, and then what?
That's
it's a shame. Yeah, it is. It's a shame.
Yeah, and then you're going to try to make them pay for that.
Huh?
That's what you make them, they're making them like this, basically making them pay for that. Right?
So.
No, I'm saying, you're saying that the whoever it is, they're trying to lease it to people that, just like you said,
to farmers.
To
farmers. Yeah, and I'm like, yo, that's like despicable, because it's like, these, who wants to, one thing about, I've noticed throughout the years about farming or farmers, they're an asset. They actually, live, and pertaining to how things go with the seasons, the soil, the earth, things of that nature, the stuff that a lot of us take for granted, a whole bunch of stuff that we take for granted. But, they do it on a day-to-day basis, and they spent, years doing this. And then all of a sudden, this dude some little Dexter Laboratory want to come along and buy up stuff and then be like, you know, oh, just to say whether it's yours or like, what are you going to do with it?
All right.
You know, that's like, I just find that crazy.
Right. Absolutely.
That's really, yeah, I find it crazy.
Yeah, he's bugging. Like, and I don't know why he feels he needs all this power. Because that's what it feels like. Like, what you need all this power for? Like, what are you trying to do? Between him and, what's his, that other guy named Elon Musk?
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk. You also have Cruz. Ted Cruz. They're all buying up. They're all buying up, man. And it just makes me, it doesn't make me feel comfortable.
Right,
it doesn't
make
me feel comfortable
saying.
At all, knowing that they're going out there and buying this now. Like, what are you doing? Like, are they? Do you plan to like grow stuff and then ration it out? You know what I'm saying? Like once, you know, I guess.
Right.
You know, yeah, like once. What should we call it? I'm sorry, I lost my damn train of thought. Pick it up.
Yeah. So now. That's the thing. It's just like, what are you like? What is it that you're buying all this for? I mean, you know, like you're taking all this up for. It's like, just like you said, it's disturbing. It's scary because it's like, is this a thing of control? Are you trying to control people doing this?
And you know what? I thought about that. Mm. So you figure they buy up the land, you know, and depending on how much, you know, acres or who, matter of fact, one of the millionaires that had bought, like, I think he has like about 480,000 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
So he grows certain vegetables on there, and one of them is potatoes. And of course, Who does he sell his potatoes to? McDonald's. Gets his potatoes. Yeah, McDonald's gets his potatoes from them, and then, you know, just go from there. And I'm like, wow, like, wouldn't that job?
So then he's profiting on his own with that. Is that the understanding?
Yeah.
Like, is he right? He's profiting on his own to sell it to McDonald's.
Yeah. Basically,
wow.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. He's growing all
over
the
while.
And yeah, and McDonald's buys, you know, the potatoes and stuff from him.
Wow. That,
yeah, man. Well, you know,
wow.
It's like you said, you control the resources. It's like you control the resource,
right.
You control the game. If you can control how people eat, whether it be, you know, healthy or not so healthy, but once you can control that,
mm-hmm.
You know,
it's a wrap.
You basically
wrap
got, yeah, of course. You basically got the game down, and you know, I think, you know, that there's not enough attention, you know, paid, you know, to this top, you know, to this whole topic.
Right,
like,
it's not
more. No, it's not because it's not sensational. You know, it's just not sensational news.
No.
Oh, so what Bill Gates bought up a cart full of labels. So what?
Yeah, but you don't realize how that affects, you know, it affects, once again, people that, you know, like I said, they're being, I'll just say, lack of a better word, you're being, these people are being outsourced off their, you know, of what they know in terms of, you know, like I said, growing your own, you know, you know, having your own resources to grow your own stuff. These are things that these people, you know, indigenous people, we have been doing for years, whoever. It's like you've been doing that for years. Your your family, this is something that you've been doing for years. And then now you have somebody else, you know, just take, right, it's just traditional. And now you have, you know, big companies coming in and just taking everything from you.
Yeah.
You know,
and
you're taking
everything. Of course, and we know it's not, you know, of course we can say to it's blue in the face, it's not fair. It's not like, you know, society or the powers that be ever really cared. But to me, it's a kick in the nuts to the working class, the ones that, you know, get on the road and they drive for like 2 or 3 days. You know, it's
right.
I don't know, man.
Right.
It just doesn't smell right. It doesn't seem right. It doesn't smell right. It could be innocent, but I don't think.
I don't think so. Not with them. With them type of people, I don't think it's anything innocent. I don't believe that, because I just don't believe it. You got something more to it.
No, I mean, I get it. You know, I understand.
Something more to it. So now, let's go into with the student loans.
Yeah, well, student
terrible.
Loans.
Look terrible.
I think it should be forgiven. Okay. I really think that should be forgiven. Even though I was watching, once again, watching the video, I think, I believe he's the head of Purdue University. And, okay, he did make a point.
Okay.
The gentleman did make a point. I mean, if I can pull up his name. Mitch Daniels. His name is Mitch Daniels. And, he's like one of the big wigs at Purdue University. So the point that he made about the whole loan forgiveness thing, like he feels that basically it's not good. And it's something that, you know, has a trickle down effect. So his main thing was, look at all the people that already paid their loans. Or paid, you know, certain things off.
Okay.
And, all right, to a degree, I do get it. So all of these people who, you know, were in college earlier and they had to pay off all of this money and just do that and that.
Right.
But now, you know, here we are, you know, 2022.
2022.
Yeah, and, you know, there's some people that are like in their 40s and 50s still paying off loan debt.
Right.
Like, to me, that just doesn't make sense. It just really doesn't.
It really doesn't.
No,
And they're going to be paying after that, too.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Okay. I mean, you know, listen, business is always going to be business. Like, there's certain things you just can't stop. Either that or, you know, what is that saying back in the days? You get down or lay down? It's either you want to fight with the people about things or just don't get it done and just, you know, wait for whatever happened to happen.
Right.
By my daughter being in school, so I know by the time she leaves school, she's going to have at least maybe, what, 60 grand.
Oh, boy.
At least. That she's going to have to be paying back in. Yeah, yo, listen, you make your head hurt. Just imagine how my wallet feels. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine how her mother wallet, her mother purse bill. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, it's a racket. Continuing education, I'm not downing it, but yo, it's a racket.
Yeah, right. Education shouldn't be like that. That shouldn't be like that. Like, isn't education supposed to be free? Learning is supposed to be free.
Well, what's crazy is that some countries it is. But this country, no.
Even you know, with you know, regular school, it's like I said, it's a money factor. But that student loan thing, you know, like I said, you know, people, you know, they make, you know, they base it mainly on the young people. They know they're going to take it because they want to go to school, they want to go away, they look at their friends, they look, you know. But, you know, of course, young people don't look at it. Listen, you're not really, you're taking out these loans, and guess what? So you said you got to pay these things back, and it could be any form. And you think you have a job, a little job, and you getting taxed on it, guess what? They're going to take that money. They'll take it straight out of what you think you're getting.
Yeah. Yeah, if you turn around and left with just paper, with the ink on it.
Yep, exactly.
That's it.
And that definitely, that happened, and they'll say you look, because that happened to me where I owed a loan and I was trying to pay on it, but I didn't have the money to pay at that time. So when I got tax money, I'm getting excited. I'm like, I'm getting back this amount of money. I got half of what I was supposed to get, and they sent me a nice little letter. Oh, we took your money, we paid this off or whatever. And I was like, oh. But I said, you know, at that time, I was like, you know what? I'm glad they took it, because it would have took me forever to just pay off that. So I think
he's probably would have kept spending and spending.
Uh-huh, exactly. So I said, you know what? Maybe it's good that they took it. It's good that they did it.
Yeah.
So,
you gotta flip it a little bit. You gotta, you know, maybe it's good on one and not good on the other.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do believe that the COVID, you know, I think Biden has a good idea. I mean, I'm sorry.
And what's that idea he got?
Well, yeah, basically, let's see. I think if you make more than 150, or the cap is 150. So if you bring in, like, your home, you know, 150, then I think he's going to take, like, $10,000 to be forgiven.
Of
the loans, yeah, forgive $10,000, and I think it's like certain, you know, a couple other things where he's gonna, you know, forgive it because, you know, situation. Well, not so much the situation, but because the action figure. So.
Oh,
I mean,
so he's finally doing something, huh?
Well, you know what? It wasn't just him. Because he had to wait for Congress to come up there and, you know, and everybody else to just make decisions. He can't just do it on his own.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, well, yeah, you're right about that. But, you know, it's like, you know, waiting on them. Please. And
well,
I don't think they wanted to do it either. I don't think they wanted to do it at all. We left it up to them, but I mean, you know, because, you know, like I said, they don't care nothing about the old geezers up there. They don't care nothing about no student forgiveness and all that. So he's like, listen, be like us.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
be like us.
You know what I'm saying? Some of them cats got generational wealth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Unbelievable. I tell you, that's crazy. Well, hopefully,
yes,
you know, hopefully you can, you know, hopefully, you know, that'll work out for a lot of people that are, like I said, they're owing that. They just got to get, you said they have to give a certain amount of money up, a percentage of money or a certain amount of money up.
Yeah.
Before they.
Well, yeah, like 150, you know, you can basically kind of blow off the two G's. And,
okay. So that's cool.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea. But, I mean, are there going to be some winners? Yes. Are there going to be some losers? Absolutely. But, you know, somewhere, just, you know, the situation just has to stop.
Right.
I'm sorry, not so much that, but yeah. Like the whole thing, like nobody wants to get together or get on the same board to make a decision about something that they know going forward is going to help, like, thousands of people. Like, listen, mm-hmm. I can understand, you know, once again, continuing education. You got to, you know, you want to be the cost to be the boss, you got to pay it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But certain things shouldn't just be that expensive.
Right. It definitely is education.
Education, you know, like that's, then they wonder why, you know, this country is kind of, you know, falling behind when it comes down to education and, you know,
mm-hmm.
certain things, because it's all about the dollar instead of the actual, you know, progress that's being made.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's all about the dollar. And in order for me to give you this money, you got to, you know, you got to do X, Y, and Z, A, B, C, D.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just a bit much in terms of the hoops that
now,
you have to go through just to get it.
Mm-hmm. Do they still, like, I know they still have TAP and TEL, like those type of, they still have that, right? For the, like that's for to pay for, help you pay for college.
I think
they still have that. Yeah, they still have that.
Yeah, TAP. I think they still have like all of these, like some of these federal grants and loan stuff. Like they still have them. But, you know, I think this is kind of.
But do they make it easy for you to get them? Do they make it easy? Because I know, back in the days it was a little easier to get the TAP and TEL and stuff like that. Do they still, like I said, do they make it easier for you to get it?
Well, I wouldn't. Well, actually, me putting in financial aid, it wasn't with TAP or TEL, but you know they hit
mm-hmm.
me off. And trust me, I was very much appreciative of it.
Okay, so that's like a scholarship? It's not like a scholarship,
right? I did a little essay, did a little scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
I got that, yay me. And then I turned
okay.
out,
good.
But I also put in for financial aid. You know what I'm saying? So I'm, very thankful, you know, for stuff like that. Now,
right.
Loans, I really don't ever want to have to take out a loan to pay for school, because that's a different animal. Way different beast. You're borrowing money from, you know, a bank, and you're paying back the interest. I don't really want to be put in that predicament.
Right. You definitely don't want that.
Every time you turn around, you owe some money. Every time you turn around, it's just, oh. And I just don't.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah. Then you go around the corner, you know, knock Paul in the head and take what. and take what needs to be given to Maria. So it's like,
right.
You know, it's another in saga sometimes, man.
Yeah.
It's just, you know. I don't know.
Terrible.
It is, man.
Terrible.
The things that we do to each other.
Yep. Exactly. Well, they don't care because they got money. They don't care nothing about what, you know, they don't care about that because it's like I have money to do what I need to do, or I went, you know, I went out there and got, you know, what I needed. So why you can't do that? So what do they care about, you know, people owing loans? So it's like, oh, you owe the loan. I don't owe it.
Wow.
It's like this that's
what I call passing the buck.
Yep. They figure, you know, I don't know if any, you know, if they have children or anything like that. They figure your kids is the one that got the, you know, go through whatever it is and this, you know. That's just as bad as, you know, like when they sent, you know, like I said, our children are going off the war, and guess what? Their kids ain't going off the war like that. I don't care nothing about that. But
yeah.
It doesn't apply to them.
Yeah, it doesn't, but still. You know, I mean, like I said, man, it's a good thing that, you know, he was in talks about it, and it seemed like he made, you know, some things happen in order to, you know, get the job done. And I appreciate it, even though not everything he does is 100%. Not everything...
Like,
I can't get the words right now. Yeah, I'm just full of roadblocks and
roadblocks.
BS, right? Like I can't. And you know, I'm not gonna lie, man. I'm just it's been so much like TV. Like I really have, you know, I don't really watch TV like that, but past couple of weeks I have, and you know, TV is depressing. There's just so much to see. And,
oh, God.
Yeah, it's just so much going on. So, I don't know, man.
This world is going to hell in the handbag.
Yeah, but we entrust this to these politicians. So, that's another thing, if I may. Vote. Why do we vote? But why do we vote to come up with the same stuff over and over?
Right.
We're still going to have politicians that are not going to, you know, do anything about any gun laws or gun rights. You know, they're too busy concerning themselves, as we said yesterday on Absolute Truth. So they're more concerned with Roe versus Wade. And, you know, telling a woman what she can do with herself instead of going head on and taking care of the real issue.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I'm sorry. Why do you think they're going so hard about that Roe versus Wade? Why is that, just like you said, why is it that you want to tell a woman what she needs to do with her body in terms of abortion rights or anything, instead of, once again, taking care of these homegrown terrorists?
Nah.
What, I don't understand. Like, why do you think that?
Because some of these homegrown terrorists are probably their nephews.
Family members, right?
Probably, yeah, or some, probably somebody that's a part of their little group, you know, whatever hatred they speak or you know, use, you know, this is what it is. This is what they do, man. You know, they don't listen. As much as we would like for things to change, is it really happening?
Right.
They have more to gain than to lose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Making sure everybody else loses those powers that be, they, you know, they get to run everybody. So.
That's terrible.
I don't know. Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, but it's not everybody that they're running. They're running women. It ain't everybody. You're telling a woman that you're basically telling a woman if she gets pregnant, and you know, God forbid, if she, you know, I know we going a little off topic, but I'm sure, you know, this all intertwines with everything. So, you know, basically if something, you know, if she gets, you know, something happens with her in terms of she getting pregnant and, you know, it's something that wasn't her, you know, decision. So you're trying to say, okay, well, you have to have this child. Why is that? Or what's the problem? And then who does this apply to when they're saying all this? I mean, women, but like, who is this really about? Did anybody ever think of that?
No, I don't. No.
Like, what's it about?
Like,
who is this really about?
Well,
I don't know. Who
thinks, you know, people are going to keep pushing and pushing forward until something, you know,
Push for the right thing. Yeah, don't push yourself something like that. That's something that you shouldn't even be even thinking about. Once again, let's get some things together in terms of, like, you know, some help for people or some type of mental help or you know, other things like that. You need to be pushing for stuff like that. Because my thing is, how do you sit on those panels? How do you sit up there as, you know, somebody that's supposed to be making decisions for the American people, and then you're seeing what's going on out there. You understand what I'm saying? Like, how are you sitting there? Like I said, you're supposed to be for the American people, right? Am I right or wrong? This is what they're supposed to be about.
You're right.
But then...
You're right.
You see what's going on out here in the world. You see, you're looking and seeing. Like, that doesn't bother you, once again, like I said, because your children or your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, or whoever are not involved in it, I guess it doesn't affect. But then how it can if you're seeing it? And they're calling out, and people are calling out to you saying, hey, listen, we need help. We need some type of help. We need assistance. We need this, we that. And it's like you just turn in your back and say, oh, well, you know what? It's not affecting me, so I don't care what you say. So then what you said in the beginning, then what are you voting for? What are we voting for? And I'm not talking about just, you know, our people, just people in general. What are they voting for? You just voting just to have your name out there? No. You're supposed to be voting to make a change. But if my vote is going to go in and it's not going to change anything, if it's not going to change anything, then... What's the purpose?
I don't know. What's the purpose? I ask myself that question every day.
What is the purpose?
Every day.
Terrible, man. Terrible.
Yeah. But that was, you know, like I said, it all relates back to society. What it's doing, but it's not doing, was surrender. You know.
Hmm.
It's just that, you know. I don't know anymore. It is. And I will say this, right? On that note, man, listen. Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. Here is. Oops.
Hmm.
We got the King of Kings in the house.
Hello. 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 Oh my God,
Hot Rod.
You about to say goodnight before I piss Big Red off? Come on. It won't be a good Tuesday night. Hey, guys.
Larry, how are you doing?
What's up, bro? So, but I do have a question for Big Red. If you don't mind me, Brother B, can I change the topic for a second?
No problem. Fire away.
Okay. Because I want to ask you last night, but we didn't have enough time. So, Big Red, I have a coworker, friend of mine, young girl, like 24, 25, you know. She, you know, those like these kids, they do the dating app. I don't know the dating app's name. Can't keep up. There's so many of them.
I know, right?
So, yesterday at work, you know, it was only her and I in the office, and she had this glow on her. So, I'm like, okay. What's his name? You know, because she, like I said, she did a lot, and like I told Brother B before, she normally sleeps on the first date. Like, you know, it's her business. You know, exactly. You know, like, You know, with these kids today, you cannot tell them anything because, you know, they think
you can't. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, she told me when they first met on Friday that Waldo was dating, he told her, you know what, I'm not into commitment right now or anything. I said, you know, float the boat, which is normal. You know, you just want to see how where it's going. And I guess after the first night, you know, magic happened.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, you know, I mean, there's something about you, I'm in love with you, blah, 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 blah.
This is what you said to her?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Oh, wow.
Exactly. And, of course, she's liking this because, long story short, she loves attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I told her, listen, like the other people I told her, take it slow. You've been through this road before. Why are you setting yourself up to be miserable? So my question to you, Big Red, why do some females, I never say all, even though they love attention, and they know that the guy could be full of crap or, you know, go to, you know, some type of game, why do they love attention then end up, you know, being miserable or hating the guy when the truth finally come out about it?
Right, okay. All right, well, you know why? I think when women do stuff like that, so you're saying that because the guy was on her and saying, this is the next day after everything happened, right?
Yeah, everything happened. You know, he FaceTimed her, you know, while
FaceTime.
He was at a concert.
Right.
To make sure that, you know, he's behaving himself. It's like, wait a minute, you guys been dating for like 3-4 days, not weeks.
Right,
already?
It's not weeks, right.
Yeah,
so,
that sounds like too much work.
I think with that, a lot of that has to do with, I think it's social media. Like these young people want everything fast and quick and hot, like a daggone Little Caesar's pizza. It's like everything. It's like they're looking for that quick fix. They're looking for that quick. Oh, I love you. You know why? Because they look at social media and think that, you know, that person or those people. Oh, they met because you have people that will post stuff. Oh, I met her yesterday, and she's going to be my fiancé tomorrow. What are you talking about? You just met her. But they look at, these young people look at a lot of social media, and it's like delusion, especially females. It's a lot of delusional stuff going around, and they're looking for, you know what these females are looking for? They're looking for a Russell Wilson.
Yes.
They're looking for that.
Right, absolutely.
Or, you know, and you know, I'm hoping that's not the case because, you know, no. I'm hoping it's not. But besides that, you know what it is? They're looking for that in a, I'll say, quote unquote, hood dude. They want that dude that be downstairs in front of the bodega or whatever it is, or that hood dude that they know, and they want that hood dude to bring them flowers and candy and treat them all like this. And it's like, that's not in their nature. They're not going to do that. I'm not saying that a man can't change himself or want to change, but that's not in their nature.
No.
So
I'm
now
like, that's high school stuff, okay? When, you know, guys bring you flowers and wait for you outside to pick you up. We've been there. Done.
They don't even do that. Listen, they don't even do that. Listen, they don't even do that nicely. Please. Not no more, like, you know.
Because that's back in the days. Like, if I want to impress a girl, of course, I buy her flowers and bring her a teddy bear. There's nothing wrong with that. And what impressed her, that he paid for the meal. I'm like, excuse me.
Mm.
And as you guys know, back then, like I told Sean Black yesterday, no, I was raised that the man paid for the meal, the way I was raised.
Right.
These kids, you know, everything is cash out, split the bill, that type of thing.
Split the bill, exactly.
So I guess when he paid for the bill, she was impressed. It's like, oh, wow, you must be the one. Let's go home together and take care of business.
You know? Probably going to use her. If she don't, you know, I don't know,
But that's my thing. You don't. In the long term, this might not last. I'm like, it's one thing you want to enjoy the ride and see how it goes. But why are you setting up your attention to fail and to be miserable so you could call me and tell me that Brother B is a dog? Like, who told you so, you know?
because everybody's looking for love. That's another thing. They don't feel love. They have, you know, that's why it's so important, especially with females, you know, that they feel love, like, you know, especially from their dad.
True.
You know, this is why it's important to have the dad in your life.
True. Well,
okay,
like
whether y'all together, you know, whether the mother and father's together or not, that has nothing to do with it, but it's like, be present.
Yeah, but like what Bio said, it's the problem with, like I told her, the problem with the city life in general, because, you know, I don't know the farmers or, you know, Bill Gates type of thing. There's too much competition, and there's too much options up here.
Mm-hmm.
If I fell with Big Red, you know what, screw you, I'll go to Mika. Or I'll go to Miss Cherry, you know.
Right, it's too many options. Too many options, so especially with social media, is way too much options out there.
Yep, same thing on the same menu every time you go in there.
Right,
nothing changed.
Right, it's too much. It's way too much options out there.
Yeah,
and
but
I don't know how. And you know,
okay.
I don't know how we got to this point. I mean, it's a good or bad thing in terms of, you know, technology, but it's like, how did we get to this point? Like, y'all don't ever sit down and wonder, like, how the hell did we get to this?
You know what? That's a two-hour conversation one day.
Yeah, it's like, how? Like, if you think about technology and everything, think about how everything has changed, and it's not like it changed within, like, 10 to 15 years. Like, within 3 years, things have changed. Like, you look at from 2019 to now being 2021. Look how things have changed. And that's only 3 years. That's scary.
Because people have been quarantined, like what B.O. said, and that, you know, you let them out the cage, and everybody's
going buck wild now.
People don't know what to do with themselves. They've been locked up
for
so long. So going to be.
Damn.
Why the love of attention? And like I told her, in the city, there's so much competition. But when you compare your life to the people in down south or, you know, Indiana or Midwest, they get married at a young age, you know, compared to the city folks. We focus on career and jobs and all that stuff.
Right.
And it's a good time. You know, those people in the Midwest, yeah, they get married at 22. In New York City, you don't hear most females getting married at 25 years old, give or take. You know.
Really?
You trust me. With other states, because, you know, I deal with a lot of interns from all over the country, and they will tell me, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, like, yeah, some of their friends, they're married from Indiana, Midwest, somewhere. New York City, you look around, they're still partying at 20, 25 years old.
Right.
You know, living their life.
I think, well, maybe that's because this, you know, big cities have, you know, different mindset, you know, I guess, you know, coming from a big city or living in a big city all your life, your mindset is different, everything. With, you know, like I said, New York is like the, you know, the capital of the world, you know, everybody from everywhere. Oh, I'm going to New York. They could be all the way in West Bobo, China somewhere. They come, I'm going to New York. Like, you know, New York is the epicenter of everything.
Yeah, but
they
but
see stuff on TV.
Can you find love in New York in general?
Oh, you can, but you probably can.
That love is a foreign word.
I don't know what kind of. That was okay, though.
What's up, people?
Well,
man,
you know,
Hot Rod,
we got six minutes left. K Dog is in the house.
I'm about to bark powerfully on people.
Oh.
Ain't no more damn love. Love is a foreign word. Love is such a foreign word. When was the day, you know what, Hot Rod? Do you remember back in the days how when you met a girl and, you know, you got a chance to know her, you got her number and, you know, take her out? That don't exist anymore. Now these days, like I said before, social media has made people stupid. Now, let me be quick with this. You see, during the lockdown, you would think that people would wise up, you know, try to, you know,
keep their minds, you know, try to figure out things. But nobody, but some people did.
They will find themselves. They will find themselves.
Yeah, they were more. Yeah.
You think
they would find themselves? They didn't. Some people, it made them more dumb than anything because they were so busy going out all the time. How about staying home? How about learning things? How about picking up something online? If you were going to use technology, use it in the right direction. But people aren't doing that. Even with finances, people aren't doing that. It's all about, hey, I got to keep up with the Joneses. I got to buy this. I got to buy that. I'm like, how about being creative? How about, you know, learning ways in how to save money? You know, stuff like that.
Hey, you know what, K-Dog, to your point today, a very quick story, because I have to stay home with my kids today. I took them to McDonald's in East New York, of course.
Yeah.
And then my kids went to stay. And I guess the high school kids are out. It's lunchtime. I don't know. And there was this kid with a scooter flashing something. I don't know what was going on. Next thing I know, I heard, get him. He jumped him, attacked him, punched him up, and took his valuables away.
Oh,
right in McDonald's. And like, I told my kids, hey,
damn,
time to go home.
People, they're losing their damn minds.
Yeah, but my point is, why are you showing your valuables out in a poor neighborhood? You know, you don't need to show
back
anything.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Back in the days, it was even worse because you couldn't even wear name brand clothing, sneakers, book bags, jackets. You'd get jumped. You'd get robbed in a heartbeat.
And that's what I'm saying.
But the thing
is,
why be scared?
Back to that.
But why
exactly?
Be scared? That's the problem. Like, you have the freedom and the right to wear whatever you want to wear. Like, if somebody my problem is this: I can't deal with these. I hate these. Like, listen, go out just like I bust my ass.
Go out and buy your own damn thing.
I bust my ass for it. You might get your ass busted trying to take it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not a tough guy.
No, you're right.
Yo, that's like a serious violation, knowing that you work hard for shit and somebody just comes along and just takes it.
And that's why people started carrying guns back in the day because of shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So what happened to that kid who decided to carry his gun to protect himself and decided to show up in the place inside McDonald's? And my kids and I get caught in the crossfire.
Right.
As you know, Brother B, people today don't know how to fire a gun. Apparently, people
don't.
Over the place.
Nope. They're too busy trying to, they watch these movies and they want to emulate that. That shit ain't
good. They want to emulate the movies they see.
Good.
Yeah. Listen,
gracious.
Not everybody can shoot like
Neo.
Come on.
They're desensitized, so they don't know reality from, fantasy. That's what it is going on with these young people. Well, people in general, it ain't even young people. You have adults that think like that.
Exactly.
It ain't even the kids.
If you're going to protect yourself, you need to train yourself how to protect yourself. Again, a knife and a gun is nothing if you don't know how to use it.
They don't want to do it. Well, I just told you, they want everything to be done quick, like in the movie. They think they have to be trained in those movies too for certain things.
Of course,
exactly.
Unfortunately, look at what happened with Alec Baldwin. They have to be trained for those things. But then look what happened with him. I'm sure they trained to, they have to have people there, because the person that that was horrible, that he shot is the one that he was training them.
That's what a lot of these video games are for. But yo, we got less than
too much of them
left. Listen, hot dog. Oh my god!
Hot dog.
We're gonna have to. You know what? It is cookout season, so there you go.
Yeah.
So hot dog.
Whenever Joe always called me. Joe Kobe hot dog, so.
I know, that's
what I'm saying. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, maybe for a different reason. But anyway, what's up, Mr. Joe? Where are we at? K-Dog, Big Red, Hot Rod, everybody have a great week. Be safe, please. Please be safe.
Yes, be safe,
stay blessed. Be safe out there.
You too, man.
And we're going to go out with a round of applause for the dad of the year, Hot Rod, who takes his kids every damn where. Every damn
everywhere.
Day.
Exactly.
every day. Every day.
Every day.
Dude,
not by choice.
And if you need a father, hey, Hot Rod Jamaica.
Call on Hot Rod.
Good night.
Call on Hot Rod. Yep.
he'll be your daddy.
He'll be your daddy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, have a good night. All right.
Be safe.
Later, guys. Be safe.
Later, y'all.